All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fabricating Dreams podcast, episode number 2. Today we are going to be talking about advertising, what I'm currently doing for advertising, and going over some of the things that I could be doing better and some hopefully lessons you can pick up from what I've been learning. So without further ado, let's get into the podcast. All right. You might notice I'm going to be playing around with the format of the podcast here while I get used to this new experience for me. So I kind of liked putting the track in the after the intro rather than doing the track and then the intro. Just sounds better to me. Sounds more like what everybody else. I don't want to say that. Not what everybody else does, but what people that, you know, sound really professional do. But yeah, today's topic, man. Advertising, how to do it, what to do, where to advertise. It's really overwhelming when you look at it, especially with such a changing market, you know, with the advent of smartphones and 5G coming into play. Things are really changing. How you advertise a business is done a complete flip-flop. You know, no more of the days where you have to call the local radio station and ask them to give you a spot somewhere that you usually ended up having to pay for. You know, podcasts is actually one of the way that I advertise my business. Customers or clients that are prospective clients, I tell them, hey, you know, I have a podcast. It's available everywhere. Go ahead, take a listen to it. Really get a feel for who I am as a person so that you may be more comfortable with me as a business owner and operator. And so far, that's been unfruitful, but I really haven't tried it that many times just because I've got so much other stuff going on that putting time and energy into my business right now is just not realistically an option. But so some of the ways that I've been advertising in the past has been Craigslist, and that was a really good platform for just the average Joe. You know, I wasn't taking it very seriously, and Craigslist kind of helped that. And you hear that and you think, well, that's kind of negative. That's because it is. Craigslist isn't somewhere that you usually go to find the next welding company to fabricate your steel shed. You're not going to look at Craigslist there just because of the questionable characters that you find. And recently, Craigslist has implemented a $5 per listing fee for services and for like selling cars. When they had started rolling that out, I knew about the whole selling cars thing, didn't know about the services offered. I recently tried to make an advertisement on Craigslist for my welding services, something a little updated, something significantly more professional, and it tried to get me to pay $5 to do so. I thought that was a little strange, and I looked into it, and I actually like why they're doing it. They're trying to get rid of the spammers and, you know, the guy that's going to say that he'll show up and is never there, never calls you, never really lets you know what's going on. So I do kind of appreciate that they've done that so far, but at the same time, it makes life a little bit harder for me because I really don't want to pay $5 every week to have an advertisement on a platform with not a stellar history. So I've been looking for new platforms to advertise on, and I noticed that Letgo, the app on your phone, Letgo and OfferUp, both offer services listings, which I thought was really interesting. Typically, you think Letgo, OfferUp, you're only selling objects, items, not selling services. And then I did a little bit more digging and I found, you know, there's a guy that rebuilds transmissions that offers his services on OfferUp. And I thought that was pretty cool. Not just because he's having success with it and it's kind of new, but because it's there. That's really interesting that they actually have that laid out for you. That service is going to be something that I'm going to attempt to use, and in one of the later podcasts, I might give an update on how it's going, how much business I've received from it, and if I've paid any money into advertising on the platform, which is something that you can do. You can pay a monthly service fee, you might call it, in order to get your ad posted higher on people's feeds. The only issue that I really see with offering services on OfferUp and LetGo and other apps of their type is that where is your market? You know, how many people out there are looking at welding services and thinking, oh man, you know what? I need this thing welded over here. Yeah, let's go to LetGo and look for a welder. I really don't think that that's something people do. I don't believe that that's a thought process for the average individual. I'm okay to be perfectly wrong about that. I would love to be wrong about that. But at the end of the day, you really have to look at where would you go to look for welding services. And I still think, unfortunately, Craigslist has a lot of that market ate up. But some other advertising ideas that I've tried in the past with success is I have business cards that I get printed at Staples. It's something like $10 for 1,000 of them. I designed the business cards. I actually went on to, I think it's like Clippy is the website. And I purchased the use of a clip art that has lifetime permanent use. Lifetime use for business purposes. And I take those business cards and I pin them onto boards in front of like the neighborhood gas station and stuff like that. I also leave business cards at places that I do a lot of purchasing at. So my local Tractor Supply, I actually do get a lot of my base metal, my material from them, and they let me drop business cards there, which is really helpful because the kind of welding that I prefer to do, which is repairing farm equipment, those kind of people shop there. And if you own a farm, you're of course going to go to Tractor Supply. You can't get 90% of what you need at Walmart. And Walmart's not really somewhere you want to drop a business card in because all the crazies are going to call you. Another advertising option that I've been looking into is the old school way doing radio. I know a lot of radio stations out in my area that are low budget. They are usually government funded because they are hosted by a school program. So I could very easily go to them, you know, record a 15 second audio advertisement, bring them the flash drive and say, hey, I'll pay you guys $250 this month to just air this 3 or 4 times, see where it goes. And the nice thing about that is it's automatic. You don't have to do anything further. Once they accept your offer and say, yeah, yeah, we'll post that, don't worry about it, you're good to go. You don't have to put any more effort forth. The way that you keep track of how effective that means of advertisement is usually through your website or when you receive a phone call, ask them, hey, how'd you hear about me? And that's really important because if you are paying for a radio ad and a Craigslist ad, and you're not asking people where they found your contact information from, you could be thinking, oh, hey, man, that radio ad for $250 is killing it right now. You know what? I'm going to step that up. I'm going to give them $1,000 a month and have them play it frequently because it's bringing me in business. Well, you don't know that. The reality of it could be that Craigslist is getting you all of your business and you've had one call from the radio advertisements. So that's another part of advertising that's really key and really important to keep in mind. So what could I be doing better? You know, the next part of what I said I was going to talk about, what could I be doing better? I really think it's effort. I'm not putting a ton of effort forth right now, and I know that. I know who I am, I know how I am, and I'm kind of in this defeatist kind of not really wanting to make a move because I'm scared to jump out and risk, you know, losing my home, losing, you know, extreme example, losing my family, I really don't think that would happen, but the fear is there. And that's what's important to realize, is what your fear is and how to correct it. So definitely think that's something I could be doing better. I do need to get an actual website up and going, not just a Facebook page. I do have a Facebook page for my business, but I get 2 views a month, and not a single time have I gotten contact about my services. A website is another example of advertising, though. You come up in Google search results, it's actually really easy to get yourself pulled into the Google search. So when I get my website done, notice I say when, not if. When I get my website done, I'm going to go into Google, and they have a bot that you tell, you give it your URL, you say, this is what I want my landing page to be on the search result, and then it goes and catalogs all of the links in your webpage. What this does is, when I do that, people that search welding Bonnie Lake, it's going to pull my business up before it will pull someone up in Puyallup or someone that's in Tacoma. I will be the first result because it's based on location. Likewise, if someone in Spanaway says Spanaway welding, I will be further down the list because I am further away. And there's actually a lot of small-time welding businesses, you know, family-owned welding companies that just have one service truck, and they're way better outfitted than me. I will be the first to admit that. These guys have better equipment, they have more experience, they have more guaranteed service, and more, most importantly, they are certified. I myself am not certified, mainly because I cannot afford the certifications right now, and I don't have the time to go get them. I am plenty capable of passing my 6G MIG. That's what I've been doing for work lately. So it's just a matter of going out and getting them. Oh man, that yawn snuck up on me fast. But certifications and what you do are another part of advertising. You need to be able to tell people what you can do. Certifications, no matter what you do, are the best way to prove that. Now, if you're a babysitter, you're not going to go around and say, oh, I'm a babysitter, I charge $12 an hour, I'm not certified. And if you do that, you're probably not going to get any families to call. I know I wouldn't call you to watch my daughter. So the same kind of goes for welding. Fortunately, I'm not advertising structural welding services at the moment, so I can get away with not having certifications easier than someone that's advertising AWSD 1.1. welding services. It wouldn't make sense for me to do so right now. It would be dishonest, and it would cause a lot of issues. And another big part of advertising is your customer reviews. You know, I'm getting ready to do some services for some friends in trade for good reviews. You know, I want some publicity on my storefront so that people can look and see that there is verification of work done. And normally I would give incentive for customers to do that. But like I said, I really don't have anything coming in the door right now, which is why I'm still working a full-time job. But more on that stuff in another episode that I plan on doing here very soon, as soon as possible. I just have to get people here in front of the microphone. But, you know, as far as advertising, I really think that's all I've got right now. We're at the 14-minute mark in the podcast, which is pretty short. I'm not really striving for length here lately, though. I would like to create quality content that is enjoyable to listen to and insightful. You know, this is a podcast about me starting my own business. So a little bit about that as well. 3D printing is kind of becoming a mainstay of what I consume my time with. I've really been trying to learn this printer and get prints to be flawless on it. I actually got one right here that I did the other night, and I'm still having some issues. Part of it's my patience. I pulled the print off the heat bed when the bed was still at 60 degrees Celsius. That kind of messed the print up. So this is something that I'm going to have to reprint. Fortunately, this is a product that I'm working on for myself. I believe I said it in the last podcast. I'm not totally sure. I am currently developing a product for sale on Amazon, and part of that is going to be a 3D printed case. Right now, I'm printing it out of PLA. I'm going to be printing it out of nylon, though, and hopefully, very soon, I can actually get something up there, even if it's just the one part of what I want to sell as a whole. You know, the part's still useful. The only problem is I'm totally not ready to start producing anything, especially anything that's going to be left out in the sun, which is how the product I'm developing is going to be used. But in other news, I am looking at getting some new welding equipment, so that might be in the next episode. I talk about the equipment that I have, what I'm looking to buy, and the reasons behind it. That would actually be a pretty in-depth episode that I could offer a lot of advice and a lot of content on, since I've bought pretty much every single machine type under the sun, from cheap to full-scale name brand Red and Blue. There's a lot I could talk about with cheap welder brands. It's kind of insane how many I've gone through, what I've learned, and the success with one brand, or two brands actually, that I'm having right now, and another budget brand, I won't say budget brand, another Chinese brand that I'm eager to try because of all of the research that I've done and all of the positive reviews that I've found. But I believe with that, that's going to wrap this podcast up. I wish I had some more content for you guys today. Unfortunately, that's just the way advertising is. It's really simple. So, hope to see you guys on the next one.